This is 7AD. Okay, the Northwest Thunder have two games this weekend at Mazda BT50 Stadium at Ulverston. Here's Coach Nick Haywood. G'day, Nick.
Morning, Darren.
Okay, so let's cover off your loss on the weekend against Bendigo. Sometimes you just have games, and I spoke to Phil Thomas earlier in the week, and he said sometimes you just have games where people are flat and you can't really explain it. What do you think?
Well, yeah, let's go with that, because I'm struggling to explain what happened. But look, we had a bad shooting night. We didn't start well, and they got on fire. So, you know, That's basketball.
So what do you need to improve this weekend? What are you really looking for?
Well, we need more guys in an aggressive mode looking to score. I think we had too many passengers willing to just pass it on the weekend. So I've ramped up the our training, the emphasis on everyone looking to score themselves and be a threat. And we're going to definitely need that against Casey. They're a hell of a team. They've probably spent more money than anyone in the league, you know, trying to get a championship team done in their first year. So it's going to be a big battle.
Your new American imports arrived?
Yeah, Elijah. Yeah, good kid.
And so he'll play on Saturday?
Let's hope so. We're just waiting for some clearance stuff to come through, but I think he'll be okay.
Righto. So Saturday night, it's a doubleheader, a first one for the year at Ulverston. So Torns are on at 6 against the Casey women, and then you blokes will be on straight after that. So big night of basketball, and great to have that. You know, it's great value for money for punters to go along and catch two quality games.
Yeah. Look, the Tornadoes will generate a crowd of their own, and then, we'll try and reciprocate, and hopefully we pack the place out, and it's some really good energy in here.
Yeah. All right, so that's Saturday night, two games, and then you play the Centre of Excellence team on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, look, that game's just a free hit, really. It's part of the wildcard series, but I'm not really talking to the players about that yet. But, look, if you beat the COE by more than anyone else in Australia, then you get an automatic entry to the national finals. So look, it's exciting, but we'll get Saturday night out of the way first.
And just on that, for people who don't know, that Centre of Excellence team, it's like the group of young players that are at the Institute of Sport in Canberra, is that right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So it used to be just called the AIS, but now it's called the COE, so just a name change, but yeah, essentially the same team.
Yeah. How do you think Sean McDonald went in his first hit out for Thunder?
Yeah, not too bad. I think he's definitely got a whole bunch of room for improvement, and yeah, I think he'll become a really good leader for us, and look forward to seeing how he goes this weekend.
Now, what about Asai Dean? So he's going to college soon, so is he still available to play or what?
Yeah, look, Asai will play this weekend.
Yep.
And then that's it. He's done. He's off to Denmark to see his family, and then, he'll go to a college in Florida, so that's exciting for him as well.
Right.
Bit of a send-off. Farewell tour for Asai this weekend.
Yeah, great. And just on injured players, what's the latest with Paul Campbell and Joel Beveridge?
Yeah, Joel, I don't know. Seemed he recovered pretty well and played Tuesday night okay. That didn't seem to be a hassle for him. So let's hope he can come straight out on the floor and play Saturday night. Paul would be, at least another month away, I'd say.
All right. Beautiful, mate. Thanks for having a yarn. Good luck.
Good on you, Darren. Thank you.